riding in Gypsy.
Oh, oh, Dixie, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old grandpa just make 80 years old. So he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Rock and roll vocal group harmony is what we're about here on this special edition of the Big Beat Show. January 27th, 03 is the date of taping, and I'm filling in for Scott today. Scott promises that he will be back next week. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm the regular host of the Big Beat Show, usually on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. For a long time, playing vocal group harmony, sometimes known as classic urban group harmony. And there's an example right there, a rock and roll tune, obviously, by the Del Vikings on the Mercury label that was issued in May of 1957. And that song was called Jitterbug Mary, right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And we're going to feature the Cadillacs this hour. Actually, got four cuts by the Cadillacs, a couple things by the Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and who knows what else. Matter of fact, here's something by the Drifters on the Atlantic label. January of 1957. This is Johnny Moore singing lead on Fools Fall in Love.
Fools to laugh, but now I understand. Shake her hand, I'm a brand new fool.
Oh, there'll be blue birds over, it's a dover. Tomorrow, oh, let's you wait and see, wait and see. Oh, now the silhouette and the sea, and the bells will boom again, and Santa will go to sleep in our own little room again. Well, now there'll be love and laughter and peace ever after. Tomorrow, oh, let's you wait and see, wait and see.
Two really nice versions, in my humble opinion, of a song that goes back to the 40s, actually, World War II song, White Cliffs of Dover. First, we heard a group called the Pharaohs. Now, this is an interesting group because they were, although they were Americans, they were soldiers stationed in England, and or at least in Europe, I'll put it that way, and it made this EP that is that. An extended play 45, that is two songs on each side, that's what EP stands for, in vinyl. In 1958, on the Decca label, British Decca, the Pharaohs with White Cliffs of Dover, then just now, 1983, on the Surfside label, the Poor Souls, and their version of White Cliffs of Dover. You can definitely hear the difference. You can hear the difference in production values, among other things. Both very talented groups, though. And before that, of course, the Drifters, one of the all-time greatest groups. And Fools Fall in Love. The next two will be on a classic rhythm and blues label out of New York City, out of Harlem, actually. Bobby Robinson's Red Robin label. We're going to hear the Mellow Moods on Red Robin, something issued in December of 1951. Yeah, December of 1951. And that's a song called Where Are You? But just before that, from May of 1956, a glittering performance by a group called the Sequins. We're going to hear right now, Don't Fall in Love, right here on the Big Beat Show.
What shall I do?
To the Big Beat Show.
Now that I want cry.
Baby, baby.
That's all. Bye-bye from an original 45 on the G label. We just heard Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, recorded October 1956, issued in November of that year. And a really great teenage rock and roll song out about dead smack in the mid-50s. And a famous group also, Frankie Lyman. Man, what an influence he had on certainly all the teenagers and all the kids in the 50s and on a lot of other vocal groups to follow also with that high tenor, what was called the kiddie lead. Even back in those days, that's what it was called. That was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers on G with Baby Baby. And before that, we heard Jim Bethea, Bobby Baylor, Monty Owens, Bobby Williams, and Ray Wooten, collectively known as the Mellow Moods. On the Red Robin label, issued in December of 1951, Where Are You? And before that, the Sequins with some good advice and Don't Fall in Love. Now, we just heard something by the Teenagers that was issued in 1956. You know, a lot of times groups back then, and I guess even now, do a lot of things in the studio and they just do not get issued for whatever reasons. A lot of reasons, business reasons, politic reasons, personal reasons, and so on. But I'm going to give you something unreleased now by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. This was recorded February 4th, 1957, and did not come out until a few years ago on a box set of CDs featuring that group. Here they are, and I think you're going to enjoy this. This is called It Would Be So Nice. They kind of go pop on us for this one. Let's listen to it.
It would be so nice if I could spend my life, oh, loving you, my dear. Yes, you mean so much to me. It would be so amazing.
darling, you're wrong. You're so wrong. I know that someday you'll let me go. But darling, you're wrong. I know that you're on top now, but you had better beware. Someday I'll be on top, dear, and I won't.
There's something that was previously unissued by a group called the J.O.'s, named after Johnny Otis, the famous band leader and record producer and talent scout. And, man, he did a lot of things. He still is. That was recorded for the Dig label in 1956, probably. And that was an all-star group that he put together just to make some of these recordings. And that was called You Think I'm Just Your Fool. And just before that, not so pop, actually pretty rock and rolly, although I thought I heard a kazoo in there. I don't know. It Would Be So Nice by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, something unreleased from 1957 on the G label. And before that, of course, Baby Baby, again, the Teenagers, November of 1956. Great. It's great for me. I really love doing this. I'm going to be playing some Cadillac stuff coming up next. I'm going to play several things by the Cadillacs, okay? So let's go. Now, one of the greatest groups out of New York City, of their big hit and famous influential recording of Gloria. We're not going to hear that today. We're going to hear several others by that group. First, issued in January of 1955. All of these are issued on the New York's Josie label. From 1955... you're going to hear Sympathy, a song called Sympathy by the Cadillacs. And then we'll hear Wishing Well from November of 1954, going back a couple years. Then we're going to go up to March of 1958 and hear something called Speedo Is Back. So here is Sympathy, Wishing Well, and Speedo Is Back by the Cadillacs.
Oh, penny in the wishing well. Yeah, as wishing that you wouldn't tell. Yes, I love you. Yes, it's true. Something tells me that you love me too. I can't stand it. Why did you go? Yes, knowing you would hurt me so.
Wishing well.
I love you, darling. Yes, and God knows it's true. But something tells my poor worthless heart, dear, that you love me too. Yes, I pray to God. Yes, pray He'll bring you back to me.
Diamond ring and everything.
His real name is Mr.
Diamond ring and everything.
His real name is Mr.
Diamond ring and everything.
Oh, yeah, there's three for you by the Great Cadillac. Sympathy, 1955. Wishing Well, 1954. And Speedo is Back. That's right, that was Earl Speedo Carroll singing lead with the Cadillacs. That one was issued in March of 1958. What do you say we go to one more? This one, they call themselves On the Label, and I'm playing this also from an original 45, as most of the things I play. They call themselves the Original Cadillacs. From June of 1957... On Josie, here are the original Cadillacs with Hurry Home. There's my little tribute to the great Cadillacs. Hurry Home, that one was, on Josie, June of 1957. Let's go to another vocal group. Let's see, these guys were out of Jamaica, Queens, all right? On the Deluxe label, this is an almost forgotten record by this group called the Chanters. This has Freddie Page, one of the members, singing lead on this one. Not Larry Pendergrass, but this is Freddie Page on this one. On Deluxe, from September of 1958. Here are the Chanters with Angel Darling.
I'm writing you this letter. I've
loved you from the start. I'm searching for the answer to heal my broken heart.
jacket, you take it off. You put on another. Does anyone listen to this program?
Feel the way I do when I first met you. The answer to my prayer, but now, darling, you don't care.
Ooh, wee baby.
To my prayer, but now, darling, you don't care.
Ooh, wee baby. Ooh, wee baby. You're right all night, and you want me to. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 wee baby. Oh, 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 wee baby. What am I gonna do?
One of the good things about CDs is you can get a lot of unreleased stuff, and Johnny Otis has been kind enough to put, man, a lot of this stuff out on a great CD. She's been out, let's see what the date on this bad boy is. It doesn't say right here. 1994, on the legendary Dig Masters, that's the Dig label, Volume 4. This one features the vocal groups, and there's another unreleased tune by a group called the Teenettes. Teenettes, probably about 1957. What Am I Gonna Do? And before that, the Chanters with Angel Darling on Deluxe from September of 1958. Let's go to September 1954. This one for Bill DeLuvio. This is another record by the Hamilton Sisters. This one was issued on the Columbia label. I don't know how they got on the Columbia label. The flip side of this is a really forgettable version of Shirley Gunter's and the Queen's Oop Shoop. And this side's kind of a novelty, okay? Here are the Hamilton Sisters with Do You Wanna Ride? Cool Johnny Jones got a new Cadillac.
Kind of Goodbye, Johnny.
Goodbye.
Extra time, so I threw that one in for you. That's Clyde McFatter leading the Drifters right there. Recorded in 1953 and issued in 1955 on Atlantic, of course, and that's really nice. That's Gone. We've got just a little under 10 minutes left, and I really want you to tune in on Thursday nights from 7 to 8 o'clock here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick for the Big Beat Show. Please try to do it every week. If you think I like doing this. Well, I'll tell you, do I? Indeed, I do.
Do I? Do I? Do I? Do I? Do I want you? Ooh, oh, my. Do I? Ooh, baby. Do I, oh my, do I, do I?
Oh, yeah, out of Evanston, Illinois, the Gems on the Drexel label. June of 1954 was the issue date on that. Indeed I do. And here are the five keys.
Yes, I got a big fat mama that knows she knows how to ride. Big fat mama, God knows she knows how to rock. Well, and when she starts to rock, she never knows when to stop. Yes, well, she's so hard rockin', mama, she rocks before night and day. Yes, she's so hard rockin', mama, she rocks before night and day. Well, I don't complain, that woman might go away. Let your head go bald. Well, give me back my wig and let your head go bald.
I didn't think I had enough time to play the whole thing, but this is the five keys on Aladdin with Hucklebuck with Jimmy.
Now, Mama, get your baskets, let's go down to the woods.
But I gotta get out of here, so we're not gonna be able to hear all of this. We'll play it again sometime, maybe on a Thursday night. But I do want to finish up tonight's show with the Gems again, October 1956, something called The Darkest Night. So, may harmony be with you. Until next time, let's enjoy together the Gems right here on the Big Beat Show with The Darkest Night. Good night.
The darkest night.
Darkest night.
Is so long without you. Loneliness crowds me in my empty room.